Hello, and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade PE. And I just want to welcome you again. This is actually my first podcast recording after Christmas, and I'm a little bummed, a little happy. I'm going to be getting a new microphone, which is going to sound awesome. I know it is. I've heard great things about it, and I might even do a podcast comparing the two. This one's okay. This one's more of a starter one. This is the Blue Snowball, and I'm getting a Rode, R-O-D-E, which is a really good brand. The problem is my wife ordered it for me for Christmas, and it is not in yet, so I'm a little bummed, but I'm very excited for it to come in. So when it does, I will be sure to show you the difference. That's going to be one of my podcasts coming up, is just some of the podcasting equipment. So I think you'll really enjoy that. So today, I'm going to be doing our Five Boomer Friday. It's really Saturday right now, but I want to record this. I just haven't had a chance with Christmas and all this good stuff, so I'm going to record this a day late. So it's Five Boomer Saturday. So the things I want to talk about today are resolutions for PE, resolutions for me for the upcoming year, and maybe they will strike a chord with some of you out there, and I appreciate hearing back from you at supersizephysed.com. So here we go with the first one. All right, so my first PE resolution. Now, I'm sure you have other resolutions as well, and I do too, just things like involving family and finances. So I'm going to just talk about PE today. So the first one is getting to know kids' names. Now, our school is actually around 1,200 students, and my brain just doesn't work that way. It doesn't fit 1,200 names. So I do the best I can. I probably know, I'm going to say half the names, I'm guessing. Definitely the older students that have been with me longer. I know, you know, way more fifth graders than I do kindergartners, their names. So my goal, or one of my resolutions, is to get to know more names, get to know about anywhere between 3 and 5 new names a day, and work on them really sticking. So one of the ways I do that is by looking through last year's yearbook. Now, that doesn't help with kindergarten students, but you know, kindergarten, the best part about kindergarten students is I'll just ask them their name. They'll be like, I told you, it's Megan. I've told you before. I'm like, I'm sorry. I know. I'm sorry. But not so much with the big kids. I would feel really, really bad asking a fifth grader their name, because they might be like, well, you know, I've been here for 6 years and you really don't know my name by now. But it's the truth. I don't know every fifth grader's names, but I know most of them. So anyways, first one is getting to know their names. All right, so my second one is to avoid or just kind of cut out negative people from my life, but definitely from school. And there's a few people that I'm not going to name any names on here, not that they probably listen to it, but there's definitely a few people that at the school that are just more on the negative side. There's one person, actually, I think a few people that they're not nice to me. They're not nice. And I know one of them definitely doesn't like me, and I'm not sure exactly why. We just don't really get along, and it's been hard, because I try to be as nice as I can to her, but man, she's just negative Nancy, and it's just really, really difficult. And fortunately, I don't see them every day, these people, but you know, I want to be around positive people, you know, with good energy, friendly people. And you know, I know that's just how it is. You're going to encounter negative people wherever wherever life takes you. But you know, my goal is to just kind of avoid them, do the best I can around them, of course be nice to them, but don't let them bring me down. So that's number two. All right, number three is I'm reading a book by Robin Sharma. He's one of my favorite authors, probably my favorite author. I've talked about him before. And his newest book that came out a few weeks ago is called The 5 AM Club. Now, he's been talking about The 5 AM Club for a long time, but his book just came out. And obviously, it's based on the name, just the name, 5 AM Club, just to get up early and get more things done, work out, meditate, or just any kind of visualization, praying, getting some work done that I want to get done. Especially on projects of, you know, with PE, that if I don't have time with my family, I'd rather do that when they're asleep. and just get some more things done. So the 5 a.m. club, get up, get my tail up and going, and that is that is number three. All right, number four is better questioning. I think I'm pretty good at questioning, but sometimes I try to rush through the lessons just so I can get the kids moving. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think I could do a better job with just the overall questioning of the students. And again, I'm just thinking of the time. 40 minutes goes by really fast. And I know some of you out there have more, some of you have less. And it's just, I just want to get them moving. And so sometimes I rush through the questioning. And but then I think about it, I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm here to teach them, not just to have them run around. So better questioning for my PE classes, for my students. They deserve it. That is number four. All right, and the fifth one is my health. And this really does relate to PE because I've been having foot/heel problems for, oh my goodness, for a few years now. And it started in my my left foot. I had plantar fasciitis, and it's kind of come and gone. I've had injections. I've stretched. I've done all sorts of things. And the left one got better. And then I did something really dumb. I was at it's called Defy. It's like a Sky Zone type place where there's lots of, bouncing all around, and there's warped walls like in Ninja Warrior. And I got up one of the Ninja Warrior walls, one of the warped walls. But then the second one that was higher, I grabbed on the top and fell right smack down on my heel. At that place, you don't wear shoes. You wear these kind of grip socks. So I've been hurting ever since, and I got it checked out, and it is plantar fasciitis, which is kind of strange because I didn't think you could get that from just straight up injury, but that's what I have. And so my goal is to do everything the doctor told me to do, which I usually don't do, is to do the stretches, which I hate. I'm going to order a splint, a night splint that I have to sleep in with my foot, so it's in a certain angle, so it stretches. I ice it all the time. There's physical therapy. So I did one physical therapy session. I need to sign up for more. And just to basically do all that because it affects my teaching. It affects me moving around the kids or not moving around the kids. A lot of times I'm limping around. It's been a really rough year actually for my foot. And so that stinks though because I like running with the kids. I like playing with the kids and they deserve it. So my goal is to get better and to do everything the doctor tells me to do. So that is number five, my health, my foot. That is Slaz Boomer. All right, everybody, I want to thank you for tuning in. That was a five Boomer Saturday kind of thing. And my resolutions, I'd love to hear your resolutions. If you have any, I know sometimes we just kind of say, we're not going to do it, whatever. But I definitely want to stick with these five for PE and love to hear yours at supersizephysed.com. I'm also going to put a link to my new ebook I just finally finished. It didn't take that long, but a couple months in the making. Free. Just from some tips, strategies, and hacks for large group PE if you want to check that out. That'll be in the links in the description. So check it out. You guys are awesome. Take care, and here is a beat.